Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
High school football is back. College football is back. That means our next guest, or our first guest, Will Turner, is a busy man because he spent most of the summer doing softball. Now he's back full-time into the football. Will, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. It's been a busy day in itself, but appreciate you having me on there.
I appreciate that, Will. I know that this summer for you, you do a lot of softball as well. And I followed your travels all over the place, and you did an awesome job. And now it's kind of back to the hardcore football, USF, a lot of the recruiting as USF gets set to open against North Carolina State. Talk about this program, where it is today as opposed to maybe last year at this time. I know it's tough because of COVID, but how do you look at this year, where we are now, as compared to last August, September?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing that stands out right off the rip is just the fact that there's, you know, a quarterback one name. You know, last year this time it was still an open three-man competition between Cade Fort and Jordan McLeod and Noah Johnson. You know, USF comes into this game on Thursday night at NC State, and, you know, they've got a guy. They've got Cade Fort, and there's three guys behind him that are going to, you know, duke it out for the number two spot, but that'll be figured out in time. USF has a number one, and that's, you know, their fourth quarterback competition in 4 years, right? So, you know, having Cade figured out as the quarterback is huge. They'll figure out a depth chart was not released today. They'll figure that out later down the road. I think right. Tomorrow's practice is when they said they'll get most of those decisions made, which is, you know, just fine. I saw UCF and Boise State postpone their releases as well. But I think holistically the program is trending upwards. Recruiting has been solid, as you and I have talked about. It's getting better. The culture, you can definitely see, is starting to come around, and, you know, facilities are finally starting to make their rounds as well, with the announcement of the IPF being the groundbreaking taking place on September 8th, which was this afternoon. So huge news for USF, and overall, I think it's program on the rise, and they're in the right direction, but now it's not some football games.
Yeah, no doubt. As you were talking, I was thinking also, you've probably seen the change as well as anybody. You hung out during the summer, you know, those 26 days. You were there quite a bit for the camps and the 7-on-7s that they hosted. Did you see a difference? Because remember, 2 years ago, we were under a different regime when we could get together like this and have line camps and do all that. Did you see a difference through all the camps and all the events that maybe this coaching staff was maybe a little bit more player friendly than in the past, especially locally?
Yeah, I think locally there's been a big uptick. You know, that was kind of one of the biggest things that, you know, high school coaches around the Bay Area in specific wanted USF to do. And I think with this recruiting class, especially at some of those 7-on-7 and some of those practice days, you know, USF spent more time kind of, you know, coaches spent more time talking to a Jalen Glover from Lake Gibson, for example. You know, they pulled him aside after, you know, a 7-on-7 game or whatnot, and they pulled him aside and they recruited the heck out of him just to talk to him all day. You know, I saw maybe four or five different coaches walk up to him. You know, with having a smaller class size too is something interesting as well, because of the fact that you know, you could take some bigger swings and maybe miss on some kids that, you know, you might not be able to get, like a Greg Gaines out of Tampa Bay Tech, or, you know, maybe some of these other four stars that they've been after. But
you can down a line say, hey, we, you know, gave all our resources in trying to get this kid. He just chose to go elsewhere. Right. You know, when there's a lot of, you know, Bay Area coaches that have said in the past that USF doesn't take these swings or didn't take these swings on the under the Charlie Strong staff. And now to see USF kind of taking those big swings at some of those bigger recruits and staying, you know, with them for a longer amount of time and continuing to recruit them for months and months on end has been really nice to see, especially locally. But they've done that with some out-of-state prospects as well. DeAndre Coleman from Hueytown, Alabama, was one that they were looking at. Just dropped the top three of Florida State, Coastal Carolina, and Virginia. And, you know, he was one that they saw at a 7-on-7 camp, went right up to and offered and brought in right afterwards and gave him the tour. And, you know, they did that with a bunch of recruits. So, yeah, definitely some additional player-friendly type of things that I like to see during this last offseason.
Yeah, no doubt. Will Turner's joining us, USF football. He does an awesome job for Bulls 247, plus a lot of other things that he's into as far as covering a lot of high school football. You get a chance to see. I know you love that. Get a chance to get out there during the season. You know, the one thing I look at, Will, and you know, you talk to kids and, you know, usually at camps and wherever it be, whether it be from Tampa Freedom or, you know, some of the smaller schools, or you look at Jesuit and you look at some of these programs in the area that really are darn good. I mean, you look at Hillsboro this year, much improved. We always know the Tampa Jesuits going to be in the mix. You look at Armwood, they're always going to be right there. And some of the smaller schools, too. You know, you look at Tampa Catholic, Coach McIntyre's doing a tremendous job there of bringing that level back to where it once was when he was there. Talk about that, because you have the Carrollwood Days and you have the Berkeley Preps and these schools that are really, really good. They're loaded with talent, and USF has probably more of a choice than they ever have before. Talk about that a little, Will.
Yeah, that's actually a great point and something that I was having a conversation with some people about with a local DB's coach recently was just the fact that, you know, it used to be back in, you know, maybe even the early 2010s, it used to be just Armwood and just Plant around here. And those were the two big powers. And, you know, if you weren't one of those teams, or even, you know, maybe you could have a run like CCC did back that 2013, 2014 year or something like that.
Right,
the landscape has changed completely. I mean, Gaither's a power now, and Gaither's got a lot. Bloomingdale obviously made their run to a state semifinal last year with a bunch of talent. So yeah, no, without a doubt, Carrollwood Day is a good program that they've got some guys that are looking at, you know, getting to the next level. Obviously they got a ton of prospects. I just saw them, you know, Lewis Carter, the four-star, they've got him. Eddie Pierre-Louis, who's the 2024 big time offensive lineman, is a guy that USF has an offer out to. USF just gave offers to 2024 skill position guys, Anthony Carey, a running back at Carrollwood Day, and Zycarl Lewis, who's a max prep sophomore All-American at wide receiver. You know, so it kind of goes hand-in-hand with those big swings that I was talking about. But, you know, there's a lot of talent in the Bay Area, even more so than what there might have been. I mean, you look at a school like Sarasota, a team that I just saw 2 weeks ago. You know, I found some diamonds in the rough with a 5'9", 155 wide receiver DB, TJ McKay, who had a heck of a game against Tampa Catholic in the Classic. Maddox Marshbank is 6'2", 270 defensive tackle. You know, guys that you might never see unless you go catch you go watch Tampa Catholic. I mean, shoot, we did the same thing over at Lake Mary when we watched them against Lake Gibson. You go watch a Lake Gibson game for the couple of five stars, and then you go and you see Lake Mary, and you know, they've got tons of talent as well. A good corner in Braden Marshall, you know, Stone Boss. It was a linebacker that I really found it really had an affinity for, and you know, you find those diamonds in the rough, and it's really cool to do it, especially when you're, you know, kind of going to a game for maybe one or two kids that are highly rated. And, you know, it's really cool to see how the talent's dispersed these days.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know what, it's weird because it's like statewide when you think about it. I mean, you look in South Florida, it's that same way in the Orlando area. And you know, a lot more of the public schools, as we saw over the weekend with St. Lucie Treasure Coast upsetting, a program like American Heritage. You know, I mean, so I mean, it's happening, and I know a lot of the coaches, talk a little bit about. Just trying to, do what they can do to win. I mean, because that's how you keep kids. I mean, and I know that's been an issue in the past for a lot of these programs. I'm sure it's all over the place because I showed somebody the other day, I talked to one of the coaches the other day, and I said, hey, do you realize how many, just in South Florida, in Broward and Palm Beach County, Miami-Dade, Broward, not even in the Palm Beach County, but since last December, 282 kids in two counties have transferred. Come on.
It's crazy. I had that conversation with a couple of folks in Polk County was, I love that Crib South Florida Twitter account that talks about every transfer all over the place. And it happens in the Bay Area, too. There's a ton of transfers. It's just I don't think it gets talked about enough up here how many transfers that we can have from – a Lakeland or from a Winter Haven to Lakeland, or, maybe a Jesuit to Carrollwood Day or Gaither to Carrollwood Day or Jefferson to Carrollwood Day or something like that. It's crazy to see the movement, but it's crazy to see how it's dispersed and how it's changed over the last 5-6 years.
I agree. I know people want to follow you. There's a lot of USF fans down here. Will, let them know how to follow you on your social media as well as your email accounts or anything else that you use.
Yeah, absolutely. My main personal Twitter is at WTurner247. Obviously, a ton of USF preseason coverage and things like that. Our site Twitter is at Bulls247, and then all the coverage regarding USF is at Bulls247.com. Just dropped a nice little 2,600-word piece this morning giving you a comprehensive look at USF quarterback play over the last 25 years as the program celebrates its 25th anniversary. So some cool stuff to check out on the side as we head towards Thursday night in Raleigh.
Good stuff. Will Turner, Bulls 247, does it all. And I can tell you, he was busy this summer. Thanks, Will.
Always appreciate you.
Good job. Will Turner, as we check in with USF, a lot of people wanted to know what's going on out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.